so lonely tonight. I'm glad you came to play my game. I wanna fuck you in the ass. I wanna come all over you. I wanna fill you up with sperm, yeah. Tonight, 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 I'll use my fist to penetrate you. I wanna urinate on your face. I wanna bonk you like a pig. But tonight, 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 oh yeah, I wanna strap you to my bed. Oh, I wanna slap you till you're dead. I wanna shit in your mouth. Shit in your mouth tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh yeah, fist fucking. Ooh, scar fucking. Ooh yeah, yeah, baby. You're mine tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh yeah, fist fucking. Yeah, yeah, scar fucking.
Think, bitch.
Is this what you want to see, you dirty motherfucker?
We're surrounded by freaks.
I'm loading the team up with the biggest and blackest niggas in town.
That's some serious meat you're stacking.
Mr. Mac, touch my penis.
Oh, good for you.
I want to touch you. I want to touch me.
I'm going to make sure you get a cop for every time you call. So you have a full cop credit.
She insane. Her mind ain't good because the penis done ejaculated all in her brain.
Yeah. Hey, freaks. Back for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. That little intro was created by Incognegro. I played it on Thursday's Sideshow exclusive program, but I thought I should play it for everyone because it's so great. Thank you very much, Incognegro. I'll be sure to add that into the rotation. If you want to try your hand at making a Distorted View intro, the music is available on SoundCloud, on my Facebook fan page, Distorted View, and, of course, our Reddit, distortedview.reddit.com. We're approaching, 300 amazing, fantastic users. I don't know. We might not be close to 300. I know we're past 200, though. So if you want to check out cool, disgusting, Distorted View-worthy links, just go to distortedview.reddit.com, and you can participate in discussions, add your own links, good stuff like that. Listen, I have got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday today. Plus, it's an extended program, so if you're Sideshow members, you're going to get at least 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content, maybe even more. We'll see how it goes. Right now, though, let's focus at the task at hand. As I mentioned yesterday, Joey, who just moved over down to Florida, has, I guess he's bored. He doesn't have any friends down there. If you live in the Orlando area and you're a Distorted View freak, please put Joe out of his misery. He's desperate for some friends. Hit him up on his motherfucking MySpace, as Lil' Showstoppa would say. He sent us an erotic story. He said, Tim, you've got to read this on an upcoming Sextastic Tuesday story. It's very timely. It has to do with Barack Hussein Obama and Mittens Romney. And his son, his son's name is Tag. These names are getting more and more ridiculous. Trip, Track, Treg, Trig, Track, Trug. All these names, like between Sarah Palin and Mitt Romney. Good fucking Christ. It's like all the Republicans are having some sort of contest in naming their children the most ridiculous, nonsensical T-word. Meet my son Taffy and my daughter Tapioca. Now that sounds like a black chick's name, huh? Barack, it's not too late for you to get in on this action, Mr. Obama. Name your next daughter Tapioca. Kind of jealous. I want that to be my name. I guess I could be Tim Pioca. No, that doesn't work. All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's get into today's Sextastic Tuesday right now.
It's Sextastic.
Here we go. Now, I did not read this story beforehand. I just got word from Joe that he was going to send something to me, and it was amazing. So here we go. This is called Erection Season, featuring Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. The brown makeup on Romney's face was beginning to show signs of deterioration. I don't know if he's going blackface or maybe this is just like stage makeup, a little tanner. Across from him stood Obama, the natural brown face. And he was orating to the Hall of Hundreds about his plan to conserve energy. Romney planned on conserving no energy later that night when orating Obama's natural brown hole. All right. The applause of the crowd snapped Romney out of his daze. Truth be told, the throbbing in his crotch should have been enough to, as it was generating enough power to displace a small horse. Nonetheless, Romney waved to the crowd, shook Obama's firm hand, and walked off the stage. Backstage meant more meaningless pleasantries with the staff of the arena. Mitt didn't care, though. He just wanted to get back to his dressing room to prepare his chest for the massive amount of shit and cum. I smell scat! And it smells awful. Delicious. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. He just wanted to get back to his dressing room to prepare his chest for the massive amounts of shit. How does one prepare your chest for massive amounts of shit? Is it something you want to shave because you don't want the shit to get stuck in your chest hair? I don't know. Let's read on. I'm not sure Mitt Romney's up to here. All right, one more time. Let me read this line. He just wanted to get back to his dressing room to prepare his chest for the massive amounts of shit and cum that Obama would be soiling him with that night. Mitt was in the middle of removing his shirt when Obama entered. Ooh, Barack's dick was already sticking out of his pants, the zipper undone in a move reminiscent of high school. Ready to start creating some jobs? Obama inquired. You know what I'm talking about. Some jobs. I'm talking about blowjobs. Blowjobs. I didn't have to explain that, did I? Okay. All right, are you ready to create some jobs? Kind of thought Obama would be smoother than that. Obama inquired, a smile creeping across his face. Well, you can start with some hand jobs and blow jobs. All right, we get it. We get what you meant when you said jobs. All right. Mitt began to wipe his face of the brown makeup when Obama waved at him to keep it on. I want that chorizo. What? I want that chorizo in me culo, Poppy. All right, Romney's dick. Why are they speaking, like, Spanish? That doesn't make any sense. Romney's dick was throbbing so violently, it practically glowed. Wasn't there a story about how Mitt Romney appeared to be, like, wearing brown makeup when he was talking in front of a bunch of, Latinos and Latinas, I guess. Hispanic people, specs. Dirty brown spics. I think that's where this story is coming from. It was just written a few days ago, as a matter of fact, September 22nd. It all makes sense now. That's why he was wearing that brown makeup. He wanted to look like a Mexican. All right. I want that chorizo in mi culo, Poppy. Romney's dick was throbbing so violently it practically glowed. He began to open-mouth kiss the shirtless commander-in-chief, their bodies both moving backwards, not seeing their surroundings, but rather trusting their instinct, until they bumped into a table suitable for intense bareback anal sex. Romney wiped the table clean and hopped on. His leg... Well, you're going to be having dirty, unsafe bareback sex, but you gotta clean off that table first. Also, let's not forget, Mitt Romney was just talking about how he wanted Obama to poop on his chest. All right, Romney wiped the table clean and hopped on. His legs spread in the air. Obama spit a generous amount into his hand, pausing midway when he caught the look of disapproval on Romney's face. You know I like it raw, Barry. Is raw soft or rough? Now come over here and stuff my ballot box. Okay. Obama flung a majority of the spit onto the floor and lightly moistened the tip of his large dickhead. He thrust it into Mitt without a hint of foreplay, just as the Massachusetts governor had preferred. This election isn't going to be won in November, Obama moaned through grit teeth and between powerful, awe-inspiring thrusts. It's going to be won in your ass! A few more strokes. He's really not good at this sexy talk. A few more strokes of his long, powerful dick, and he was finished. Romney was confused. As a power bottom, he had essentially generated no power. Before he could ask what the deal was, Obama laid down on his back, bringing his ankles over his head. Why don't you park your vain capital inside my Oval Office. I guess that's a play on words. Bane capital, vain capital. Obama smiled, inciting Mitt into a butt-fucking frenzy. Mitt dove deeper and deeper into Obama's rectum, slamming every inch into his tight, forbidden hole until he could no longer contain it, until his body was on the tips of his toes trying to prevent it, when silence. Obama's ass cheeks quivered under the magnitude of semen that resided within. He pat Mitt on the chest and slid the governor's cock out, shaking it to make sure it was devoid of cum. Barry stood up and got dressed, while Mitt stood, shell-shocked at what had transpired. "Wow, Barry! It sure was good to be on top for a change," Mitt said, as Obama finished putting his clothes and held a marijuana cigarette in his hand. "It's the least I could do," Obama said, lighting up the joint, "because you aren't going to be doing jack shit after November." Obama left, leaving Mitt Romney standing in a pile of sex. But thankfully, no shit. So the story's got that going for it. There you go. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday. I'm retarded. For September 25th, 2012, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. We're talking dildos, butt plugs, beads of various sorts. Not bees, beads. Plus, you know, movies, lingerie, accoutrement, like, you know, lubes and jellies and such. If it's, you know, an adult product you're looking for, AdamandEve.com probably has you covered. And for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK or DV. One of the two. Pick it. I don't care. Maybe you've already used Freak. It doesn't work anymore. Use coupon code DV at checkout. Add something to your cart. You'll automatically see that, or when you check out, you'll see that coupon code area where you can type something in. Type in Freak or DV. You'll get 50% off that item, plus three free adult DVDs that you get to choose, and a mystery gift. All of that's going to be sent to you via free shipping, so you're not going to be raped with shipping charges. Instead, you will do the raping with your new sex toys. Please don't rape anyone using Adam and Eve sex toys. Distortive View doesn't need to be in the news, especially for rape. You know what I mean? Like, the rape suspect had very little money. Thankfully, he used a coupon code from popular podcast Distorted View to purchase his rape weapon. All right, go to AdamandEve.com right now. Purchase your very own rape weapon. 50% off just about any item. Coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. Plus free shipping, three free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. I really feel like I'm testing the limits of Adam and Eve's goodwill towards Distorted View. You know what I mean? Like, every week it's a new disgusting sex story that I link somehow to Adam and Eve. Today I'm calling their products rape weapons. It's not true. Their products are sensual and erotic and just very hot. But in the wrong hands. Why do I just not shut up, for Christ's sake? All right, listen. Today I've got an extended show for Sideshow Freaks. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. I need all the money I can get, because I have a feeling that Adam and Eve promo money is going to be drying up real soon. $6.99 is all it takes. If you sign up right now, I'll also send you some bumper stickers. Sign up for a yearly membership, I'll send you bumper stickers and a poster. It's a good deal. Full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, videos. Like I said, today we've got an extended show. Got another Sextastic Tuesday story. If you felt gypped by today's short story, I've got another one. And I think it involves Jesse Jackson or something. I know there's going to be some sort of racial shenanigans going on. So that's coming up later on the extended portion. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. First story we have for you today. Great news for you fans of suicide. There's got to be some of you out there jerking off to news items of people committing suicide. More Americans now commit suicide than are killed in car crashes. I wonder if the automobile industry is celebrating this news. Yeah, guys, we did it! Finally! Our cars are safer. What? No, just people are more miserable? Oh, okay. Sorry. That is awful news for the morale of the country. If I were elected president, I would do everything in my power not to help people who are depressed, get more Asians on the road. That's what I would focus on. Get those car crash numbers back up where they should be in relation to the suicides. You see, if suicides go up, that means we need to have more car crashes. And how do you do that? How does one accomplish that? More Asians, more women drivers, and more women Indian drivers. I don't know if you have a large Indian population in your city, but they do not pay attention to where they're going. I don't know if it's all that spicy Indian food, the curry, the chicken vindaloo, maybe, that spicy chicken 65 that they always have at the Indian buffet. I don't know what it is, but they are shitty drivers. Maybe they're rushing home so they could take a shit or something, and it's clouding their judgment. Tandoori chicken, which is delicious. Okay, enough. All right, so yeah, a bunch of people are committing suicide. We've got a real problem here. Suicide is the cause of more deaths than car crashes, according to an alarming new study. The number of people who commit suicide in the U.S. has drastically increased, while deaths from car accidents have dropped, making suicide the leading cause of injury death. This is a classic good news, bad news situation. Glasses half full, glasses half empty. Cars are way more safer than they've ever been with the airbags and all of the, anti-lock brakes and other safety features. I can't think of any other safety feature. Seatbelts also, that would be a good one. But the problem is, people don't want these safety features. They want to kill themselves. Isn't that ironic? Car companies are busting their ass trying to make their cars safer, and we just want to blow our brains out. Chrysler should come out with a car with no safety features whatsoever. Be really inexpensive. You can just drive into a tree and the whole car will explode and just take you out. Suicides via falls or poisoning have risen significantly, and experts fear there could be many more unaccounted for, particularly in cases of overdose. Suicides are terribly undercounted, said Ian Rocket. Oh, what a great name. Why can't my last name be Rocket? I share my stupid last name with the guy who sticks his hand up Kermit's ass. Makes Miss Piggy talk. My name literally is one letter off from the Muppet guy. I can't have a cool name like Rocket. I'm Timothy Missile Base. Or something. I don't know. Maybe not Missile Base. I'm Timothy James Warhead. Now that's cool, right? I'm Wolf Blitzer. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I think the problem is much worse than official data would lead us to believe. We have a situation that has gotten out of hand. He added that his goal is to see the same attention paid to other injuries as has been paid. That doesn't sound right, does it? As has been paid to reducing the number of deaths in traffic accidents. What's the reason for all these suicides? Well, the answer is obvious. Our shitty economy. Quote, economic problems can impact how people feel about themselves and their future, as well as their relationships with family and friends, said Falusion Luo of the... That's not a cool name. I don't want that. Falusion. You could take Henson, Falusion. You could be Falusion Henson. All right. Falusion Luo of CDC's Division of Violence Prevention. Prevention strategies can focus on individuals, families, neighborhoods, or entire communities to reduce risk factors. Start with Detroit. Detroit and Cleveland, the two most miserable cities in our great nation. All right. So there you go. What a happy news story to kick things off. Second one we have for you today. Again, a very ironic story. Authorities suspect a Norwalk, Virginia teen had been stealing stop signs prior to being killed in a traffic accident. Yeah, apparently a truck flew through an intersection, didn't see missed the stop sign because there was no stop sign there, and plowed into this kid. While driving a 1996 Ford F-150 pickup truck south on Medusa Road, Tyler A. Myers, 19, ran a stop sign at US 20. He ran a stop sign. He really dislikes stop signs. He's stealing them. He's not obeying them. He's got a real beef with these things. I don't like the fucking shape. Yeah, maybe his problem's not with the stop sign. It's with, octagons in general. All right, maybe he was an MMA fighter, and he lost, and he's pissed off at the octagon. I don't know. I'm grasping for straws here. Trying to figure out what's going through this guy's fruity little head. All right. Yes, a Peterbilt tractor trailer slammed into his pickup, said troopers with the Norwalk Post of the State Highway Patrol. The collision sent both vehicles off the left side of US 20 and into a cornfield. While investigating the accident, authorities discovered three stop signs in Meyer's truck. Those stop signs had been taken from intersections along the route that Myers had been traveling prior to the car crash. The story's from Ohio. I'm sorry, not Virginia. That's Norfolk, Virginia. Whatever, Norwalk, Ohio. Officials from the Ohio Department don't come to Distorted View for factual information. I give you a nice overview of the news. I don't worry so much about the pesky little things, like what city and state the story comes from. Officials from the Ohio Department of Transportation replaced the stop signs. Meyer, the only occupant in the pickup, was not wearing his seatbelt. Wow. He just really hates authority in general. No one's going to tell me to wear a seatbelt. No one's going to tell me to stop where I should stop. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt, said Trooper Tim Hoffman, who investigated the crash. Myers was pronounced dead at the scene, and his body was taken to Evans Funeral Home, where visitation took place on Sunday. And finally today, freaks, a short news story about America's favorite disgusting food, the McRib. I don't like the McRib. I'm one of the few people, I think, that don't... I don't care when the McRib comes out every year, or when I don't know if it's biannual or what. I think it looks disgusting. I think even the pretty pictures that you see in the advertisements make this thing look disgusting. Do you really think you're eating ribs? Let me ask you that, because I've got news for you. There's all sorts of various animals in there. Chicken, beef, pork. It's all mashed up in there. Duck, pheasant, ferret. You know that old anti-smoking joke that kissing a smoker is like licking an ashtray? Well, it turns out wrapping your lips around a goddamn McDonald's McRib is somewhat like eating a yoga mat. They share some ingredients. Apparently, Time Magazine mentioned this. A report that among the McRib's 70 ingredients, yeah, it's not just meat and barbecue sauce. It also includes astrophysicist. Azodicarbonamide. Phenomena. Ammonium sulfate and polysorbate 80. While the amounts are very small, the blog notes that azodiocarbamide, a flour bleaching agent that is... Oh, Jesus. Yeah, they have to bleach fucking everything. They bleach their McNuggets. They bleach this fucking McRib stuff. So it, you know, kills everything that might be growing on it that's not healthy. Like, I don't know, feces or something. So they bleach it all, and then they gotta color it to make it look like fucking ribs again. All right, yes, it's a flour bleaching agent that is most commonly used in the manufacture of foam plastics, like gym mats, and the soles of shoes. It's found in the McRib bun. The blog says azodicarbamide is banned in Europe and Australia as a food additive. But we love chowing down on that fucking shit here in the United States. We are disgusting. It doesn't matter, though. We just end up killing ourselves anyway. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. Yes, this is one of my favorite segments of the show. You know, there's really only three segments on TV. There's, you know, the beginning where I play audio, then the news, and then the voicemail segment. So, you know, the voicemail segment's in my top three of favorites. All right, yeah, I'd love to hear from you guys if you've never called into the voicemail line. We've got a phone number. You can call 24 hours a day. Speak your mind, 206-666-4463. Let's see what some of my freaks are up to.
Hey, Tim, want to hear a song?
No, I do not want to hear a song from you. God.
Hey, Tim. Long-time listener, seldom caller.
Okay.
A few quick things. I remember a while back you were talking about, I can't remember what exactly, but I called in and mentioned that Spencer Skiffs used to sell what they call pot pops, which are basically suckers that taste like pot.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just in there, and I'm in northern Ohio, and apparently they still apparently sell them. So if you can find one near you, you might be interested in checking those out.
Pot doesn't taste that good, though, is the problem. So the reason why one would smoke pot or eat brownies with pot in it is to get high. You know, it's not for the taste. It's not because pot is delicious. So, I mean, unless those popsicles you know, have THC in them. I don't want anything to do with it. I was surprised. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I was up in Ashtabula. This was a couple months ago at this point. Do you guys remember that energy drink cocaine? It was pulled from the shelves for obvious reasons. But it's back now. And I bought some. I bought a couple cans of it. And they now have a big warning on it saying, hey, don't get us confused with the drug cocaine. Because it's entirely different, even though, like, cocaine is spelled out kind of like out of cocaine. You know, it looks like powder spelled out, cocaine. But, yeah, apparently you can find cocaine energy once again on the shelves.
Sure. Hey, it's a loyal Sideshow member, TJ from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
I am sorry for calling in so much lately.
That's okay.
I don't want to turn into one of those callers.
Yeah.
But I actually do have a special request for you.
Uh-oh.
And no, I'm not going to ask you to dedicate a song to my dead dog named Snuggles. It's September of 2012 right now, as you know, and that means I've been listening to your podcast now for 7 years. I started back in 2005, September 2005.
You know, at this point, I every year I think, well, I just at some point I'm going to run out of things to talk about, or there's just not going to be any more stupid clips for me to play or news, and I'm always amazed. We just chug right along, don't we?
I was 15. I was a sophomore in high school, and I'm 22 now, my final semester of college, and I am still just as big of a fan of your show now.
I mean, think about that for a second. This kid was listening in high school, right? And now he's got more education than me. He's going to get a better job than me, and he's still listening to this show. And he's going to be way more successful. I hate all of my listeners.
I remember since 2007.
I'm like a parent to you guys, kind of. And, you know, like, a parent has to see its kid grow up and, you know, go off to college and want to do things that you never got to do. And they just turn out to be cooler than you.
And so I was just...
more successful. Here, hey, here's the thing. I want you guys to start, you know, when you write up your will or when you start getting the big money, you have to send some to me. I practically raised you. And when you start getting, you know, your high-paying jobs and stuff, just think about little Timmy Boo Henson, who's sitting in the dark on his crappy, you know, 486 DX computer trying to record a show for you. That's what I'm running, a 486 DX. That means it has a math coprocessor. Thank you. Oh, wait, that was 386, right? There's a 386 SX and then a 386 DX, and the DX meant it had a coprocessor, right? A math coprocessor.
Well, I was just wondering, in regards to, you know, me, you know, my seven-year anniversary of listening to the show, I wanted you to play something special for me.
Oh.
Next time you have a Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, that would
because
be today.
Because the very first episode of the show I ever listened to was a Sextastic Tuesday story from the middle of September 2005. And it was about this Latvian sailor, or fisherman or something, and he was in the hospital, and basically he gets his nurse to lick his asshole, and then he shits all over her face, all over the hospital room.
A Sextastic Tuesday story that has to do with scat? What a rarity.
Really disgusting, but it was also hilarious, and it just totally got me hooked on your show. And
I really need to do a better job of tagging my shows so I can just search for stuff. I can just search for Latvian Sailor, and boom, that episode will come up. If anyone wants to donate their time and energy to tagging every fucking second of Distorted View of every single fucking episode, email me.
If you could play that for me, that would, you know, be really nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Sounds like a great Sextastic Tuesday story. Well, listen, next week we'll do that. How about that? Is next week, I don't know if it will still technically be September. But we'll play it for you, maybe.
Okay, Tim. This is XYZ calling in.
Hey.
I have a bizarre sex term.
Okay.
So, you know, load up the music.
Oh, okay. Hold on just a second. I was not prepared for bizarre sex term. We haven't done it in a long time. Let's try this jingle.
Bizarre sex terms.
Lord. Okay, whatever.
All lasers and shit.
Pew, pew, pew.
Okay, ready? Good. This one's called The Marvelous Three. Basically, what you do is you get hepatitis, HIV, and herpes, and you fuck a girl, and as you're coming, you go, call in radio, talking you the land of Daniel, good to go.
The Marvelous Three.
Sky,
hepatitis, HIV,
amazing.
And what was the third one, syphilis?
I've done it like three times.
Nice.
Three times, Marvelous Three. All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Not a bad bizarre sex term.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I'm calling about the girl is addicted to eating tape.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get my wife addicted to eating tape. You know how the woman said that she sees tape, and she just can't resist it?
Uh-huh.
Now I'll wrap my cock with tape. Okay.
All right. We got a fucking sex offender calling in.
Hey, Tim. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's weird. Sideshow member, and I was just listening to the show and wondering maybe another way you could do some interactive stuff.
Ugh, interactive. Why would I want to interact with you guys? You know, I've done a bunch of those DVDAs, and what I found is I don't want to interact with you. Nothing. I can't think of anything worse than talking to some of you freaks. You're horrible people to me.
Anyway.
No, DVDA will be returning very soon, bigger and better than ever.
Hey,
the things I have up my sleeves.
How about?
Not a lot, because my arms are very fat because I'm overweight, and so there's not a lot of spare room underneath my sleeves. But there's a few things underneath my sleeves.
Letting us choose the song.
Moles, mostly. Freckles, moles.
Did you play at the end of the show? Or make
cellulite.
Even, I mean.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
That sounds good. Honestly, I did not hear a word he was saying. If someone could please call in and tell me what he was calling about, maybe I'll just listen to the show tomorrow or something. I don't know. That is all the time we have on this edition of DV. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, you know, God.
He's a jackass.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Fuck!
Just like John Bon Jovi did. I'm rocking the suburbs. He said that he was talented. I'm rocking the suburbs. I take the checks and face the facts.
Bitches naked.